Well, hi, Dads, and welcome to another awesome edition of Wonder Dads Weekly. This is April, issue number 4, April 2024. Can you believe it? I say it every week, but it just rolls really, really quickly. Okay, so what do we got for you this week? We've got our Dadvice, as usual. What's happening this week, movies and shows, fun and interesting calendar dates. And, of course, this week we're rolling over into May, so we have the May dates, the monthly dates as well. Sports calendar, activities, life lessons, conversation starters, and of course, a joke. And guess what I forgot last week? Oops, a joke. I heard about that. So, very sorry. I will get you a joke, and it'll be topical. So, it'll be probably related to one of the subjects we've got here. Okay, so other than that, let's rock and roll. I hope you're sitting comfortably driving your car. I hope the voice doesn't put you to sleep if you are driving the car. I've heard my voice can be relaxing, but I don't want it to be too relaxing because I don't want you sleeping. Not if you're driving. Actually, I don't want you sleeping anyway. I don't want to be putting you to sleep because this is meant to help you with your kids. And what help is that if you go to sleep? Well, I guess I could be helping. Because lots of parents say that they have trouble getting to sleep because the kids keep them up and wake up, and, you know, especially the little ones, the babies and the young ones. So if I can get you some sleep in that sort of situation, then congratulations, and I don't mind at all. All right. Well, that's the kind of introduction for you. I'm Darren, D-A-R-R-E-N, at wonderdads.com. Feel free to reach out. Feel free to send me feedback, good, bad, indifferent, whatever you want. I'd love to get it. If you want to have your name, picture, and advice in our Dadvice column every week, or once, unless you send lots in, yeah, feel free to send it in to us. We love to receive it. You know, I gave you the email address. Just send me your words of wisdom. We have, I think, 4 or 5 this week. And yeah, so let's go. All right, clear the throat. We're ready. So our first dad is Rich. Rich is dad to Max, age 7, Blair, age 6, Reese, age 5, and Shay, age 3. That's a bunch. 4 children. I got 4 boys, and yeah, they're all a bit more grown up now than these. My boys are all up in their 30s, so I guess that entitles me to call myself old and very poor around birthday times and you know, Christmas, if you celebrate it, that's a tough one for me too. Right? Anyway, Rich says, his advice, buy experiences, not things. Then he has an idea. Every year, instead of buying Christmas presents, we take a trip to a local theme park. We're near Philly, so Sesame Place, Great Wolf Lodge, Storybook Land. Then he has an alert. Just because certain technology says parental controls does not mean that they align with what you would filter out. Turn off autoplay when possible so that you can dictate each show that they watch. And that's really kind of interesting, Rich, because that's, you know, that's very much along the lines of what I say each week when I do the movie thing is like, you know, and it's the same with music, with songs, with video games. You know, video games especially are becoming so, so real. You know, especially now you got the virtual reality stuff. You know, you put the eyeglass things on and whatever you call them. They look like binoculars to me. But, you know, you put the vision things on over your head and you watch that stuff and it's real. It really is. So check it out first. All right. It's our role as a parent to be up to date with what's going on in our kids' lives. The telephones, the phones, who are they talking to? What are they seeing? What are they getting? You know, I personally, this is my opinion, and you know, take it or leave it. I don't think, while they're living at home, I don't think our kids should have phones that we can't access. I think we should have passwords. I think we should be able to access them at any time. That may be a bit harsh to some people, but you know, if they've got nothing to hide, then why hide it? Anyway, so that's the kids, the phones and stuff. And video games, you know, they put the ratings on the video games. But the ratings may not be what you would agree with. So check it out. you know, that's our role. We brought them into this, and it's up to us to, you know, was it protect them? This is protection. It really is. So let's protect our kids, the shows they watch. Make sure you know what they're watching. Make sure you know where they're going on the internet. Make sure you know what websites they're visiting. Make sure you know everything. It's a lot of work. It really is a lot of work. But, you know, there's a lot of software out there to help you lock stuff down as well. And you can load it on routers. You can load it on the computers themselves. You can load it all over the places, different places. So, you know, you've got to be a bit technologically astute, I'm afraid. And you got to protect your kids. There's a lot of nasty people out there. I'm afraid to say that, but there are. So, there you go. I think I went off a bit on Rich's comment there. Sorry, Rich. But, you know, I think that's the key. We've got to protect our kids. All right, next we have Thomas. Thomas is dad to Thomas. And little Thomas is 1 year old. And there's an awesome picture of big Thomas and little Thomas. awesome face on little Thomas. It looks like we're out at the diner. We're going to get some kind of, I think maybe pancakes or something there. Obviously waiting for our food. And big Thomas says, if you ever get mad or upset with your child, picture yourself being 75 years old. Now envision yourself traveling back in time to this exact moment. How grateful would you be to relive this experience? You'll no longer be mad or upset. I think, Thomas is saying, move yourself X number of years into the future when, you know, your kids are all grown up and they've left home and they're doing their own thing. Wouldn't it be cool if you could go back and relive some of those moments and change some of the behaviors that you had at the time? You know, we all have regrets. We all do things that we think, oh, I wish I hadn't done that. You know, how many times have you tried to catch those words as they come out of your mouth? Yeah, I think we all do that. So, you know, if you can, try to think about stuff before you say it. Think about why you're getting mad, what they're doing that's upsetting you. Because there's nobody on the planet that's going to know how to push your buttons better than your kids do. Yeah, that one's up on a neon sign somewhere, right? There's nobody on the planet that can push your buttons better than the kids. Because let's face it, they live with you. And, you know, they're testing things. They're always testing boundaries. And they may not be doing it to upset you. They may just be doing it because sometimes our kids want to get a reaction from us. They want to get attention from us. And sometimes, you know, pushing the buttons, they realize is a way to get attention. Not a good way. And we can teach them to swing the other way, right? But if we're ignoring our kids all the time and watching TV and playing video games and doing stuff like that, and we're not giving our kids any attention, then they're going to start trying to find ways to get attention from us, because that's the number one thing they want, is our time. So let's try and get them involved in the things that we enjoy. Nothing out there says we can't teach our kids what the football game's all about, or we can't teach our kids what soccer's about, or... yeah, or play Monopoly, or, you know, board games, or any of this stuff. We can get our kids involved. And that's cool. Okay, next we have Hunt, who's dad to Cameron, who's 17, and Audrey, who's 19. And Hunt says, when Cameron was in fifth grade, she got into trouble for throwing bark in the playground. But when she got home from school, she immediately told her mum and I told her that I greatly value her honesty and integrity, and so I rewarded her with a trip to the ice cream shop. Years later, she recalls that being a tremendous moment in her childhood, that honesty is so important and she can share with her parents. Cameron is graduating high school in May 2024. You know, and she still remembers that thing from fifth grade. And I think, you know, even... if they do something wrong, but then they come and own up and they talk to you about it, that, you know, to a kid, how old was she? She's in fifth grade, so what's that, like 10 years old? You know, to a 10-year-old, that is one of those like end of the world moments. I don't know if you can remember being 10 years old, right? But, you know, you do something wrong and you think, oh man, I've got to tell my parents. And it's like, this is the end of the world. How am I going to tell them? How are they going to react? You know, and it's scary, scary stuff. And it's end of the world time. And that's when us as parents, even though that may not seem like a huge deal, we have to understand that to them it is. Yeah. And we've got to give them our ear, give them full active listening. Don't react. Just hear them out. Hear what they have to say. Remember how hard it is for them to be honest and open up to us. And then take a deep breath and think about how you're going to react. What is it they've done? How bad is it? You know, here Hunt took him to the ice cream store, right? Because she was so honest. And I guarantee to you, since that point in time, she felt better about going to her parents and talking to them. And this is what our daddy days are about. You know, when you're a Wonder Dad's member, you're gonna, you know, you learn all about daddy days. You can talk to me about them. I can, you know, have chat with you. But basically it's a time where, you know, monthly, weekly, even if you can, take your kids out one-on-one, sit them down and just say, hey, you know, what's going on in your world? How are things? How's things going? How's school? And just do it regularly and listen to them. Don't react. Don't judge. Just listen. And you'll find by doing that regularly that they're going to open up. They're going to talk to you. Silly little things like that just enhance that relationship between the two of you, and it makes it more intentional, right? That's the buzzword lately is intentionality. Right? Let's not just let our kids' relationship with us fall where it may. Let's actually be a bit more intentional with it and build that relationship and plan the relationship and work out things we can do to help. Okay, on to Roy. Roy is dad to Sydney, age 7, and Maximus, age 4. He says, today's world is more complex than ever. As dads, we must keep things in perspective and remember that our children are never the source of our frustrations. Rather, our frustrations lie in how we deal with external factors or individuals in our lives. Why is this important for this forum? Being a Wonder Dad doesn't mean that you're perfect or that it's easy, but we work hard to avoid situations where our imperfections outshine our children's shimmering light. I'm sorry isn't always the best course of action. Right? That comes back to, you know, thinking about stuff. If you can, think about it before you react to it. Okay, next one is Bernie. Bernie is dad to Jasmine, age 6, Dahlia, age 5, and Leonardo, age 2. And Bernie simply says, be patient, listen, lead by example, and repeat. And that sounds simple, right? I mean, just hit the first one, be patient. How many of us are patient? Come on, honestly, put your hand up if you're patient. Okay. How many of us listen? And this doesn't just mean, you know, listening while you're watching TV and not really paying attention. This means active listening, hearing your kids, paying attention to what they're saying so that you could repeat it back if you needed to. Lead by example. Remember, our kids are going to mimic, copy, reproduce what we say, what we do, how we do it. And if you live it like they're always watching you, because they do, you know, you'll find that they'll be a lot better. It's a tough one. It is a tough one. The patience, the listening, the leading by example, they're all tough, right? This is a nice simple sentence. It's actually one sentence, but probably one of the most difficult things here to do is all of this stuff. Okay. Well, there you go. I've already had some soapbox moments. All right, quick gulp of water. Hang on 1 second. Drink lots of water. Stay hydrated. There's another one for you. Teach your kids to like water. It's hard. That one's tough because I do not like the taste of water. You know, filtered water, whatever. I just don't like it. I like to put some sort of flavouring in there. But it gets expensive. So let's teach them how to like the taste of water and to stay hydrated and realise that, you know, if they're playing outside, they need to drink water. I mean, I live in Florida, so it's a lot of times we need water here. But I know throughout the country, it gets a bit warm. We need it. Okay, what's happening this week? Let's get on with this. Alrighty, movies. So what's happening in the world of movies and shows this week? So what did I pick for you? Well, as I mentioned earlier on about the rating system, again, thoroughly applies here. You know, the ratings here are drawn up by a bunch of people sitting in a little room who think that these are the general idea that you're going to like and you're going to understand. They may not be anything near what you really do understand and what you really do want for your kids. So just because something's rated TV-14 or PG or whatever they're rated, because that gets confusing as well, because there's different ratings for movies at the movie theaters than there are for movies on TV than there are for shows on TV. Anyway, all that said, best thing to do, check it out, watch it, see what you think. Or go to a trusted review site on the web and just see what they think. All right, but you can't beat watching it yourself. Okay, so number one this week is X-Men 97. It's episode 108 and it's on Disney Plus. I think we all pretty much understand the premise of the X-Men, a bunch of mutants using their weird gifts to protect a world that fears them and hates them, actually. It's kind of sad. Animated, Disney Plus, sort of picks up from X-Men 97, as it sort of alludes to in the title. It's rated TV-14, so obviously there's violence and all that kind of stuff in there. So, you know, check it out, see what you think. Next one, we talked about this just a few months ago when it came out in the theatres, a movie called Arthur the King. It's actually on Prime Video and Apple TV now. But it's all about a dog and the bond that the dog forms, because the dog forms the bond with a pro adventure racer. It's like 400 and something mile adventure race. I think it was a Dominican Republic. I may be wrong, but I think it was Dominican Republic. They race across. While they're doing this race and climbing up mountains and swimming rivers and rapids and all that kind of stuff, this little street dog decides he likes him and wants to join in. So it's about that relationship and how they interacted. It's based on a true story. So good fun, good movie. It's a PG-13. Again, check it out. There may be some tough scenes to watch. So see what you think. All right, now we're dropping it down to the littlest people. So if you've got babies or toddlers and you haven't heard of Cocomelon, where you been? Because I've heard of Cocomelon and mine are just grandkids. So Cocomelon Lane seasons 1 and 2 on Netflix basically just follow JJ and friends as they experience life's milestones together, such as a visit to the dentist. It's a TVY, so it's everybody, the kids apparently love it, so jump on Cocomelon. The next one, again, I'm sure that you've grown up with SpongeBob. SpongeBob SquarePants. Right, and everybody knows the theme, and I know you're singing it right now. It's on Prime Video and Apple TV, seasons 1 through, guess how many seasons? Come on, guess. I bet you can't. All right, 14. There's 14 seasons. See, I can't even say it. There's 14 seasons of SpongeBob SquarePants. And he lives in a pineapple under the sea. And that is TVY7. So, yeah, that's like 7-year-old and up. But again, check it out. You may enjoy the songs and have a good time singing them. You know, your kids may be younger. You may not let your 7-year-old watch it. You may not let your 8-year-old watch it. I know. I understand. Okay, and lastly this week, there's Monsters at Work. So you remember Monsters, Inc., the movie? Yeah, well, this one's kind of a series based on the movie, Monsters at Work, and it's all about the mechanic Tyler Tuskmon, who dreams of working his way up to the laugh floor at Monsters, Inc. Seasons 1 and 2 on Disney Plus, and it's rated TVG. So again, check it out, see what you think. Okay, so are you ready for the holidays? Because there's a bunch. I think May is pretty popular when it comes to holidays, so let's get rolling. So the monthly holidays, and this is the ones I was talking about, it's Asian American month. So we love, you know, the diverse range of cultures and people in this country. It's awesome. And, you know, we like to celebrate each other. I'm glad you let me in. Right? You know, I think it's important that we celebrate these cultures. It's important that we celebrate the people. And we learn, right? We don't just turn our back on the cultures. We learn from them and learn about their cultures. And because, I mean, just something really simple, right? The food. Look at the different foods that we've got because we celebrate different cultures. There's some really good food out there. I love food. You know I love food. I talk about it all the time. And you know, there's some great people, some great food, some great music. So many things we can learn. So Asian American Month is May. Foster Care Month is also May. So if we've got like foster parents out there, foster dads, hey, congratulations. You choose what you do. That's a tough one. It's like adopting kids, you know. It's a choice. You can choose to adopt. That's like taking it to the next level. We celebrate this month, Foster Care Month. Next one is Gifts from the Garden Month. Gifts from the Garden Month. So, you know, gifts from the garden, beautiful flowers, vegetables, food again. Yeah, we love food. I do. All right, it's also Lupus Awareness Month. So what is lupus? I mean, you can't be aware of it if you don't know what it is. Okay, well, it's a disease, obviously, right? And it's when your body's immune system attacks your own tissues and organs. So it's like an autoimmune disease. And, you know, it can be really painful. It can be all sorts of stuff. So just being aware. That's the first part, teaching your kids about lupus, you know, because one of the things that people who get lupus have, one of the symptoms, is they get like a big, almost like a butterfly rash over their face. Now, not everybody gets it. And the problem is that every case of lupus is different. So, you know, not everybody has the same thing. But, you know, our kids are vicious sometimes. And you know, we see somebody looks a bit different, acts a bit different. And, you know, that they may say something that's hurtful. So it's good to make them aware that, you know, things like this happen to other people. Sometimes they happen to us, right? And, you know, just talk to them about what it is, make them aware, and, you know, teach them to come alongside and love on people. Okay, next one. This one's good for me because, you know, it's got food. It's National Barbecue Month. Oh, National Barbecue Month. And you know, I got married in May too, so maybe I can wangle a trip to the local barbecue restaurant or you know, something like that for the anniversary. Wow, 27 years. That's a long time. Worth every minute, let me tell you. Okay, next one. It's National Bike Month. You know, across the country, I think we're beginning to warm up a bit, and the snow is melting, if it hasn't melted already. You know, down here in Florida, it's been gorgeous. We've had low humidity and nice warm temperatures, been just right to get the bikes out. And I'm sure you know, where you are, yeah, Georgia, Virginia, all up around that way. I'm sure Arizona is baking already. But yeah, it's a good month to get the bikes out, check the tires. Make sure they're not dry rotted. I did that. I went out, pumped my tire up, and it went boom. Shows how often I ride my bike. So be careful. Check your bikes, put some oil on the chains, put some oil on the bits that move, and get ready to start riding again. What else is it? National Blood Pressure Month. Check your blood pressure. Find out what the two numbers are. What do they mean? What should they be? Where should they be? Why do they change? What can we do to make it better? Yeah, all that stuff. And then the next one probably won't help your blood pressure too much because it's also National Hamburger Month. So don't eat too many hamburgers, but enjoy the ones that you do eat. It's National Photograph Month. Now, this is an awesome hobby for us dads to teach our kids. You know, take them outside, get an old get an old SLR camera, right? And teach them all the different parts of the camera. If you don't, do some lessons together. Learn about what the cameras do and what all those different buttons mean and what you can do and how you can do it. That's pretty cool. What else we got? National Recommitment Month. So if you've committed to something, if your kids have committed to something, this is a good month to recommit, to say, you know what, I'm going to keep on doing it. Something I'm doing this month is I've committed to walk at least 1 mile every day on behalf of the American Diabetes Society. So, it's good. I personally need that level of accountability where I've signed up to do something, so I better do it. I've committed to do it, and I will recommit to do it every day when I keep walking that mile. I'm going to do more than a mile too. That's me committing to you. So, yeah, check in with me, see how I'm doing. What else we got? Oh, more along the healthy lines. National Salad Month. There you go. Just a quick word of warning, if you are trying to be healthy, check the different toppings. What do you call it? Toppings, not toppings. The different sauces you put on your, or the different dressings, thank you. Gosh, I forgot the word there for a minute, sorry. Check the dressings that you're putting on your salads, because some of those dressings are full of carbs and fat and you name it. Yeah, it makes them taste good. but just watch it, because those things can get you. But salads are good and healthy, so I love a good Caesar salad. It's also Older Americans Month. Yay, we got a month for me. I am American. I did take the citizenship test. I had to take a test to be here. So, Older Americans Month. It's also Pacific Islander Heritage Month. So, along the lines of what I said earlier when we were talking about the Asian American Month, it's also Pacific Islander Heritage Month. And the Pacific Islands, look at their histories, check them out. There's some really cool stuff. Good, cool to learn. And last on the monthly list, it's Salsa Month. Salsa. So enjoy. The first week of the month is Be Kinder to Animals Week. So I think we should be kind to animals all the time. I don't think it should just be like 1 week in May. I think that should be every week. Also, the first full week of the month is Nurses Week. Well underpaid, undervalued, and need to be valued more. Love nurses. Love what they do for us. Say thanks to a nurse if you know one. The second week of the month is Wildflower Week. I know my wife always said that she would prefer me to pick a bunch of little wildflowers from the side of the road or wherever, rather than going to the local store and buying her flowers. There's something about wildflowers. Just make sure they're not covered in bugs when you give them to her, because that could be bad. What else have we got? We've got National Bike Week is the third week. So we've got, it's Bike Month. It's also National Bike Week on the third week of the month. So I guess that's the week you've really got to make sure you get your bike ready. It's National Police Week on the third week of the month too. So if you know any policemen, go give them a pat on the back and say thank you. Yeah, take them something they like. And then the fourth week of the month is Emergency Medical Services Week, EMS Week. So again, if you know anybody, go give them a pat on the back. One of my four boys is a local deputy, and another one is a paramedic firefighter, used to be an evac. So, yep, close to my heart, both of those. Okay, so moving right along. What days did I pick for you this month? So I picked Arbor Day because I thought it sounded kind of cool, Arbor Day. What is Arbor Day anyway? It's on the 26th of April, and it is all about the trees, all right? So what a better time for the family to head outside and plant a tree together. Yeah, and then you can teach your kids about the environment and how important it is that we keep these trees growing and what they do for us, right? I mean, yeah, we're not doing very well if we haven't got any oxygen, you know? So, yeah, let's talk to our kids, share about how good trees can be, and also, obviously, tell them that they take a long time to grow, right? Because, you know what kids are? They're going to be looking out the window every day trying to see where the tree is and how tall it is, and it's going to take time. So, you know, teach them that too. Okay, the next one. Next one is great as a parent to teach your kids. It's National Teach Children to Save Day on the 27th. All right. This one is all about, as it says, teaching our kids to save their money. You know, maybe give them a dollar and tell them to put 10 cents and they got to save it. You know, or you know, I think things like that, where we take them to the bank, open up a kid's bank account, like a savings account, and then teach them how important it is that we don't just spend every penny that we earn, even though, you know, it's obviously the thing we want to do. I mean, parents, it's hard for us, right? But teach them how to save for a rainy day. Okay. All right, the third one here, International Dance Day. It's the 29th of April. So, what are we going to do on this day? Have a guess. Plug in the music and let's have a family dance party. If you've got one of those, you know, the video games, a dance thing or whatever they're called, you know, plug it in. Let's learn some new moves. If you haven't got one of them, just put the music on and dance around. I know my grandkids love to dance and love to wiggle and have a good time. So put some music on, some family-friendly music that you've obviously checked out ahead of time. And then just have a wonderful time playing and enjoying. Let's just dance. So the 29th, I expect to hear all sorts of shakes and things and expect to hear get emails from you guys saying, hey, we had a dance party and it was a blast. I'd love to see that. Okay, the 30th of April is Honesty Day. So let's teach our kids to build a reputation of never lying. And remember what we said earlier on about the way that our kids mimic what we do? We better live it out ourselves. All right, that's a tough one. I mean, you know, we've all told little white lies or lies in the past, and we've now got to think about what effect it's having, what impact it's having on other people. So let's just teach our kids never to get into the habit of telling lies. And the last one here, which won't apply to everybody, but some of us, as you'll hear in the title, it's Brothers and Sisters Day, and it's on May the 2nd. Celebrate Brothers and Sisters Day by touching them in some way, maybe colouring them a nice picture, or baking a cake, or any number of other things that you can do for them, right? But let's give our brothers and sisters some hugs today and have a good time and colour them pictures and just play some games and just, you know, basically be inclusive. Have some fun together. So what sporting events have we got coming up? Well, there's not so much. It was funny. I was looking through all the stuff going on this week, and I think we're kind of gearing up for the Olympics, but we're not there yet. You know, the Olympics, I think, start in July. So there's a little brief gap. So let's see what I found. Well, the basketball, the NBA, are going through playoff times. So they've got series. Most of them are doing the middle, like, of doing the series of games. They play, I don't know, the best of X number of games, and so I picked the Boston Celtics and against the Miami Heat, which is on TNT. The series is ongoing, but I think this particular game was on April 27th. April 28th, I picked the NHL. We got Winnipeg Jets against the Colorado Avalanche. A couple of top flyers there. And that's on TNT and Max. So, you know, you've got a choice. Hopefully you can get to see it if you're a hockey fan. And don't forget, while I'm talking about all, you know, being a fan, get your kids involved. If you are a fan of any sport, get your kids involved. Sit them on the couch with you while you're watching the game and teach them what it means, what they're doing. Why do they do that? Why do they hit that thing? What does that mean? What are they holding? You know, there are things that you take for granted. Natural stuff with the game, why they wear skates, or they're on ice. Duh, right? But the kids, your little kids, are looking at it going, what have they got on their feet? Why are they wearing that? But they don't want to interrupt you. So teach them. Tell them. They've got ice skates on. That helps them keep their balance and go fast on the ice, right? Get them a shirt for your favorite team. Get them a kid's size. Most teams realize this and they produce kid's size shirts. So get them a kid's shirt. Give it to them as a special gift just before a game. They can put it on and tell them, okay, you wear the shirt. You come sit on the couch with me and we're going to watch this team. And then just enjoy it together. So the third thing I've got here is also on April 28th, which is obviously Sunday, I believe, we have the IndyCar, NTT IndyCar series. This one's called the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix from Barber Motorsports Park in Birmingham, Alabama. And that's on NBC and Peacock. So that's going to be fun. Those guys go quick. And it never looks like those cars are particularly strong, you know, when they bump into the walls and things and the wheels come off and all that kind of stuff. So obviously, hope those guys stay safe and have a great race. And then also on the 28th, the NASCAR series, the Worth 400 from Dover Motor Speedway, Dover, Delaware. And that's on FS1. That's a 1 mile circuit and there's plenty of banking and you can actually go really kind of fast, even though it's not a big circuit. I believe it's a concrete circuit and it's known as the Monster Mile because it will tear your cars up. It's a monster. All right, so enjoy that one. Have fun if you're a fan of any of those, NBA, NHL, IndyCar, or NASCAR. And I'll keep you in touch with things that are going on in the world. An additional, even though it's not written in here, the Premier League, the Premier Soccer League in England is getting close to wrapping up. We're getting close to the end of the soccer season over there, so there's some big games coming up as well. All right, so next thing we have here is this month's Dad Kids calendar. We've got the calendar for May, our fun calendar for you. You can download that and stick it on the fridge. And here's a tip for you. I love these calendars. I love, love, love just old school calendars. So you can print it out, stick it on the fridge, and put it at a height where your kids can see it. All right. We already put a bunch of stuff in there. Fun days, fun dates, fun happenings, interesting stuff that's going on during the month. But there's enough room there for you to write things on there like Daddy Day with Charlie. All right. Daddy Day with Catherine. Daddy Day with Cassie, Daddy Day with Luke, Daddy Day with, you know, any of your kids. Write it on there. Vacations, write that on there. Get the kids involved in the planning. What? My kid's only 5. How can she be involved in the planning? She knows what she likes. If you talk to her about the trip, if you talk to her about, you know, we're going to go on a trip and we want to go and do this, that and the other, all of a sudden she feels important. She feels like a part of it. And she starts to buy into the whole event. And she's looking forward to it. And she's excited. Wow. Isn't it funny how that works? Okay. Activities. So what have we got for you this week? We've got a couple for babies and toddlers. The first one. All you can sense buffet. So little ones, tiny little people, are discovering the world all day long. So anything that allows them to use their five senses instantly interests them. So why not feed that curiosity with a sensory buffet? Fill three bowls with different sensory experiences, different colors, textures, and temperatures. Consider mixing play sand and warm water, or dropping in a blob of Play-Doh or slime, crunching up some ice, dumping in a handful of cotton balls, or taping a piece of sandpaper to the bottom. Let your tot take their time with what's in each bowl, and invite them to play with it. Just be careful they don't try to eat it, right? Because you know there is a lot that goes straight towards the mouth. To talk them through the colors, the textures, and the temperatures, or even the sounds and the smells, and ask them what their favorite is. Repeat this activity anytime life slows down. Get creative, but remember, the best ideas can sometimes be the simplest. It's another one of those activities, friends, that doesn't have to cost a fortune. All right, so just, put some stuff in a bowl and watch what your kids do with it. And if it's edible, great, then they can put it in their mouths. But if it's not, just watch what they do and watch how they smell and try and talk them through it as soon as they're ready to understand what you're saying. Even when they're not, even when they're babies, you can just put the things in a bowl and let them explore them. And you can tell them that the colors, and they may not be able to respond. They may not respond in a way that you can understand. But the more you do it, the more they're going to become used to it, the more they're actually going to learn. And they'll relate the two things together. It's very cool. See, this one's a teaching one, not just an activity, but actually a teaching game. Okay, next one for the babies and toddlers. These stickers won't stick themselves. So if you're a newer dad, then you may not be fully aware yet, but you're about to have a lot of stickers in your house. Maybe it's the bright colors, their favorite licensed characters, or the tacky backside, but toddlers love stickers. More than that, they love to put them on their clothes, their pets, the furniture, the dog, the cat, wherever they can stick them. So Dad, reclaim some control by making a sticker book for your child. Start by picking out some stickers that will make them excited. Steal from the stash building up at your house or pick some up from the grocery store. Make a book by folding pieces of paper together. Then let them sticker it up. Supply some markers in case they want to make their creation a little more colorful. Make sure that you get to put some stickers in the book too, Dad. Or make your own book along with your kiddo. You can save some pages for the next sticker extravaganza, or you can fill the book and add new pages next time by folding in more. This seemingly simple activity is bound to keep your baby busy and give you two an excuse to bond. All right, ages 6 to 12, so we're moving up a bit. What do you do with all those Amazon boxes? We're all getting so used to buying stuff online, and we get all these boxes, we get all these deliveries with lots of boxes. So if you've ever left these boxes laying around in your living room, you may have noticed that later in the day, they're occupied. Instead of yanking the boxes out from your kids, dig out some art supplies and ask what they're playing. House, submarine, Starbucks drive-thru, whatever it is, go along with it. Draw some pictures on the side of the box with them. Paint sticks are the best, but washable markers work in a pinch. And get fully into character. If you have multiple boxes, make a fort with blankets and pillows, or even make a tunnel from one side of the house to the other. It seems ridiculous to be playing with cardboard boxes, but try to remember that it's not what you're playing, or even what you're playing with, but the way that you're playing that your kid will remember. So get silly. Decorate the cardboard all crazy, and keep the box around for the next time your kid decides to let their imagination run wild. Next we have, for our ages 6 to 12, patience of a crane, the resilience of a frog. So you need something to keep your kid focused for a little while? Try origami. Yep, you'll need some thin sheets of paper cut into squares. Pro tip, Google origami paper and pick up a pack to have ready. Then search up some origami instructions or videos online with your kid. You may want to start with some easy shapes, like butterflies or flowers, because origami can get really complicated really quickly. Follow the instructions with your kid, helping them with the toughest folds and overcoming obstacles together. Take breaks whenever you need to, but try not to give up after the first few folds, even if the final product doesn't look perfect. Don't despair. Origami is a long game that will teach your kid and you patience, grit, and concentration. And when your kid does put together something that looks pretty sharp, clear a shelf and display it for the rest of the family to see. This is an activity that you and your kid can complete any time you need a quiet moment together. But it could also become a calming activity that your child could do on their own. Interesting. I remember origami, and I remember the paper. I think that was a stocking stuffer present one year was a pack of origami paper with like an instruction book on how to make these different shapes and things. Yeah, my parents knew what to do. They kept me busy for hours. All right, let's move up to our teenagers. Whee! All right, so what have we got for you? Well, wait. There's a museum of torture? Be careful how you approach this idea, Dad, because in the minds of many teenagers, museums are boring. By now, you're probably old enough to know that museums are actually pretty awesome and that there are more museums out there besides art, history, and science. So do a quick Google search and find a few. Did you know that there's a museum of torture in Chicago? There's an international spy museum in Washington, D.C.? There's a Clown Hall of Fame Museum in Wisconsin, even an Idaho Potato Museum. But wherever you are, find something interesting close by and bring it up to your kid to gauge interest. Or maybe they'd be excited enough to visit the local art or natural history museum. Make a special day of it. Pull them out of school, because, I mean, museums are educational, right? Grab a lunch of their choice and spend the day wandering the museum. Hopefully the place wows you and your kids, excuse me. But even if it doesn't, use the time to catch up and check in. Laugh together at the exhibits or discuss something interesting that you've discovered. I'm still here. I needed a drink. Too much talking. And don't forget to grab something from the gift shop so that you and your teen have a souvenir of your special outing together. All right, and for our teens again, everyone has a side hustle. So you've got a creative kid, huh? Are they good at drawing, crafting, building things? Why not show them how to use their creativity to make a little pocket money? Start by gauging their interest. If they seem excited, come up with a way to turn their creativity into something sellable. Can they turn their drawings into stickers? Do they use beads to make amazing jewelry? What about an idea for a cool shirt? Work together to come up with a plan to invest in materials. Dad, help them out with this if you can, and shop for their supplies. Then, stay at your kid's side as they put the product together, helping and encouraging wherever you can. Communities like Etsy make it easy to set up a storefront, but you can also hawk their products to friends. Of course, whatever money they make should be theirs, but help them understand how to reinvest in their product and business. Whether or not your kid's side hustle takes off, you will help them see the value of their skills, and, most importantly, that you believe in their vision. So that's all the activities this week. And obviously, if you've got something that you do with your kids that you think everybody could share or enjoy, we'd love to hear it. Again, drop me an email, darren@wonderdads.com, D-A-R-R-E-N. Okay, life lessons for our kids. So, we've got one for our babies and toddlers. Say sorry. Everyone makes mistakes, especially dads. We're all sort of learning as we go, aren't we? But mistakes can be really frustrating for the littlest kids, and their emotions might cause them to make bad decisions in response. Throwing toys, screaming at mum, or even hurting a sibling. It's never too early to teach your kids to say sorry, but it's important that in the heart of the moment, you respond with kindness instead of anger. Let the little one calm down and give them a big hug. At this age, you may have to ask them leading questions like, did that make you feel bad? Or, what should we say when we make mistakes? Remind them that it's okay to make mistakes, that you're not mad, and that they aren't bad kids, but that you have to say sorry and mean it if you make a mistake. Dad, that means that you'll have to say sorry and mean it as well. As a bonus lesson, forgive your child unconditionally and teach them how powerful forgiveness can be. That way, later on in life, they'll be willing to forgive you for the mistakes that you make. Because we will make mistakes, Dad. I'd love to say I didn't, but I did. All right, and I still do. Ages 6 to 12, take your turn. So whether it's sitting on the bench waiting for their time to play, raising their hand in class when they have the right answer, or waiting for a friend to pass them the controller, our kids are probably already pretty good at waiting their turn. That said, your kid may need permission to take their turn when it is their time, to make the most of the time they're given. Sit them down before a game, a performance, or another high-stress situation and ask them, how are you feeling? And what's going on in your head? Listen carefully and find the right time to remind them that whatever they're about to do, to really make the most of that moment, to take their turn, do their best, and enjoy it. Ask them, what does your best look like? And let them define it for themselves and for you. However it goes, show them how proud you are. And Dad, this is important. Even if they don't do the best or their best, make sure to make them feel seen and appreciated. This pep talk before the big moments will help them step up during the smaller, low-pressure moments too, and give them the confidence to shoot their shot as they get older. Teenagers, what have we got for you? Practice makes perfect. Teens these days are busy. If it isn't sports, it's after-school activities, part-time jobs, and even homework. But being busy isn't so bad. After all, it means that your kids are transforming into the adults that we hope to become. We hope they become. They may not be aware of it, especially since it's a lesson we don't often reinforce at this age, but they are living the lesson practice makes perfect. When they do have a moment of downtime with you, ask them about their busy schedule. Do you think you're getting better? And how do you know the time you're putting into this commitment is worth it? These are big questions, Dad. So give your kid a little time to think these through and try not to take, oh, I don't know, for an answer. Most kids will see that putting in the time on the court, in the classroom, or at their job is benefiting them in a number of ways. Even if they complain about their commitments, remind them that practice makes perfect and help them see how far they've come. Next time they don't come home for dinner because they're going from a student council event to studying with their friends, you may need to remind yourself that even though their practice takes time away from the family, it will be worth it in the long run. That's interesting. It's tough. Because we all want to be together, especially with our kids. We don't want them to be out all night, or we don't want them to be busy and doing stuff. We want them to come home and hang with us. So sometimes you got to do this. Okay, so that's the end of all the life lessons as well. So we've got car conversation starters for this week. As you all know, these are the conversation starters that we throw these in there for you. We've actually got a list of them on the wonderdads.com site. But there's a couple for you to get on with. If you're driving anywhere, you're going for a trip somewhere and your kids just look like they're going to put their earbuds in, before they do, hit them with a conversation starter and see if you can have a nice conversation with them. So one is, what is something that you're passionate about and why does it matter to you? All right. And the next one, if you could be any animal, which one would you choose and why? And that's it, Dads. That's all we've got for you this week. That was a bunch, actually. Nearly dried me up. So, well, you know, we were talking about origami, so it's only fair that I have an origami-related joke for you this week. So, here's the joke. Would an origami display be a pay-per-view event? That joke. You know you love them. All right, well, that's it, my friends. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please feel free to throw some feedback my way, darren@wonderdads.com. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for all the people that are regularly listening to our podcast. It means a lot, really does, that I'm not talking to myself, which is always pretty cool. And thanks to the Dad Crew. You know who you are. And thank you so much to my boys and my parents, my four boys, their wives, the little people, the grandkids, you know, all of that stuff. Really appreciate you. And so that's it, Dad. Thank you so much for giving me your ear for another hour. Hopefully it's been useful for you, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care. Love you. Mean it.